What were the most innovative tech products of 2016? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. I made my list and I went over it with fellow gadget geek Peter Pham. Have a listen.
You know, it has to start with Pokemon Go.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes, yes, you're right.
I mean, they brought AR, augmented reality, to the masses in a way that nobody has ever done. But, you know, basically, you're looking on your smartphone screen and then you're seeing things that aren't really there. Nobody's done that in that way.
Yeah, and I think it's a moment where it created this natural thing where the masses understand the power. Simplistic version of augmented reality, right? And the term augmented reality. And so I think that's a good way to enter for other really high-tech versions, eventually the HoloLens, et cetera, that'll eventually come out to kind of get people familiar with what that might look like.
And my number two, anybody who's seen my Facebook page, my Twitter page, knows these videos that I've been doing that are just sweeping. Oh. They look like I'm flying, but I'm not. I'm actually walking. I'm on the street. So it would be the Osmo Mobile Go. The Osmo Mobile Gimbal from DJI for $299, you can turn your smartphone into a drone-like camera and just have a sweeping view with image stabilization like you get when the drones are flying in the air.
Yeah, it's really nice. Your videos of Manhattan Beach right now are pretty stellar. It's amazing, right? It's the Steadicam that used to be a giant rig someone would wear as a backpack or in front of their chest. And then the Steadicam, which was handheld, that was still probably the size of a mini refrigerator, right? Down to essentially a stick. It's the technology is amazing.
Now, the runner-up would be the GoPro version. They've got a grip, but it has yet to come out. So I'm sitting here talking with you. It hasn't been on the market. It's also $299. And you get to put a GoPro on it and you get a better camera quality, but it didn't come out because it was sort of came with the Karma drone that got recalled and there it went.
I like the Osmo because you can just stick your phone on it and it's been out since what, 6 months?
Yeah,
it's been out for a while.
Okay, so my number three is ScanPhoto from Google, which was also on your list because everybody's been taking their smartphone and taking pictures of pictures, and they look bad, but you know, I mean, actually, they don't look that bad. They look, some of them work, some of them don't, and now with this app, they're using software to take out the glare.
And now that it's actually a digital scan, they can do identifying the object and actual facial recognition, which I find is still one of the most impressive things that they have.
Yeah, because the alternative, I've done the take the shoebox to scanmyphotos.com, to imemories.com, and say, here, you do everything, which is great. And then you get the files. Scan one, scan two, scan three. I mean, and then you have to label all your photos.
Yes. I'm actually going to go up to the attic this weekend and pull all mine and start doing mine.
Yeah, it'll take you a long time. Okay, number four for me is Eero, which is the device that gives you clear internet basically through the walls and through the doors. It was really a great breakthrough.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan, huge fan.
Okay, five, I'm going to give it to Snapchat just in general for pushing AR, for pushing augmented reality with those crazy filters, with the wild tongue and all the things that they did that put filters on your photos in a way that your kids understand and the parents have no idea what they're doing. But they really pushed AR, also AR in the glasses and the spectacles.
Yeah, I'm imagining your favorite is the dog the tongue in the ears or the fairy ring on your head,
right. But yes, dog ears.
Yeah, Snapchat. You know, local here in LA and Venice. You know, rumor has it they're filing to go public in March and
for $25 billion.
And they are massive. Everybody under the age of 40 is using it. 35 and younger. I mean, it is big.
Yeah. Speaking of drones.
Yeah.
The DJI Mavic Pro.
I'm so jealous you have it. That thing looks amazing.
Okay, so it's as small as a bottle of water. It folds up. You could put it in your pocket if you have big pockets. But you could tote it around. You could take it with you anywhere you go. Question is, can you fly it? There's a lot of areas you're not allowed to fly. But it's the first really good drone that you could take with you without, you know, on a hike or whatever.
Yeah.
And it flies. And it flies really well because DJI knows drones. The camera is good. It's not incredible, but it's a $1,000 drone with $3,000 technology in it.
Yeah, to me, the most exciting part is the computer vision technology around it, which is the ability to highlight an object or person and have it track and follow automatically. Right. To me, you know, that kind of reduces the stress of flying a drone and the size of it. You're right. I mean, you'll toss it in a backpack, go on a hike, or take it on vacation and not take up your entire carry-on luggage. It's the first time I might actually buy a drone because, you want to use it when you're traveling, when you're on vacation, but before it would literally take up the entire suitcase.
Yeah, I'm going to Hawaii in a week. Nice. Definitely, right? Yeah,
absolutely. That is one of the most impressive mechanical design things I've seen in a long time.
Yeah. One word of warning is the battery dies after 20 minutes. So you need extra batteries. And you're going to charge the controller, you're going to charge the drone, and you're going to charge your phone because your phone is going to run the controller.
Someday we'll have unlimited battery power. Yeah.
And finally, this is a product that has not made your radar. It is the Yamaha Transacoustic Guitar. Okay. This is a guitar, an acoustic guitar with using technology to throw in reverb and chorus through moving the wood in a certain way that gives you a really nice sound without being electronic. But that was a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun with that guitar. It sells for just under $1,000.
I think your audience deserves to hear this. Absolutely.
I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. So what do you think of the list? Challenge me. Let's discuss it. Let's argue about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. As always, don't forget to subscribe to Talking Tech on iTunes and Stitcher. Tell us what you think we should cover on an upcoming show. Who should we talk to? Who should be a guest? I welcome your thoughts. Thanks for listening to the show, everybody.